An animated book opens and a city block rises from its blank pages. A low view moves down a main street, settling outside a movie theater. Illuminated by blinking lights, the marquee reads, Amazon Studios. Over black, words appear. It's late 2007. The Iraq War is winding down. President Bush has declared victory. Rebuilding operations are in effect. A view through a scope lens shows a ragged, mostly demolished stone wall. A gap in the wall marks the remains of a doorway. Dry shrubs dot the surrounding desert landscape. The scope view wavers slightly, but keeps the wall in focus.
Nothing. Hit and run.
A camouflaged man hides in a bush.
Whoever it was, they're gone.
War's over, he got the memo.
He aims a rifle and scope.
Eyes? Alan?
He turns to another bush.
Eyes.
What?
A soldier lifts his head.
We got no movement, not a sign of a shadow. How long we been here, man? 18 plus?
Isaac glances down.
20.
Jeez.
A breeze rustles his shrub-like camouflage.
There's nobody fucking out there, man.
She's a pro.
A haji.
I'm just saying, maybe.
Through a scope, Isaac views distant bodies.
Six construction guys on that pipeline.
Blood stains a truck's window.
Two men. Security escort.
Yep.
Look at him.
What?
Not one body near to anything resembling cover. That's just fucking weird to me.
Don't mean shit, man.
I mean, she took him out pretty fucking fast.
Shutting one eye, Isaac aims the scope at the bodies one by one.
I think they all fucking headshots, too.
Oh, fuck off. Look, hey, check out our boy with the radio. We got the call out.
A soldier sits slumped against barrels.
Yeah.
That ain't a headshot, Eyes.
Okay, fine. So one without a fucking headshot. I mean, eight guys, 30 seconds.
So you're saying a Haji went in there with a semi-auto?
Said he might be a pro.
Oh, all right. We're dealing with Juba now?
Might be. I'm just saying, that wall's cursed.
It's a wall, man. You scared of a fucking wall?
I'm scared of what's behind it. Could be two Hodges sucking each other off behind that thing.
Hey. What's there is there. Rest that shit's in your head, you understand?
The burly soldier faces forward, looking through the scope mounted on his rifle. Over black, a title appears in white. The Wall. Arabic words appear in red underneath. Over the dry landscape, the sun shines through the dust-colored sky. The earth-toned rifle rests in the intertwined branches of the dry, leafless bush. The burly soldier keeps his finger poised near the trigger. Sweat beads on his face.
Eyes. What's your vote now? Got anyone out there?
No. I mean, I was 60% sure.
Isaac scans the wall through his scope.
Now I'm like 80. I don't think so.
He views the body of a worker lying by an SUV.
Or, yeah, he's a pro.
Oh, fuck off. Probably the same as it always is. Four or five Hodges came in and bushwhacked
him. Man, that makes sense. Maybe.
With one eye shut, the burly soldier looks through his rifle scope.
Or he's a pro.
Fucking hot, I'm calling it.
Ah, see, fuck you, man. I knew that's what you wanted to do.
He gets up.
I'm fucking with you, man. What, are you fucking hungry again? You already have 4 or 5 MREs, gorilla fuck.
I'm not fucking sitting here dancing around your super theories that are fucking super snipers down there, bro. No fucking way a Haji sticks around this long.
He takes off a camouflage cover.
You shitting me?
I'm fucking hot as shit. My balls have melted into one fucking ball. Later, you're on duty. You're gonna pry these apart, all right?
Oh, yeah. I can fucking find it.
You're gonna fucking like it, too.
He picks up sunglasses.
I should have joined the fucking Air Force.
Man, you're too fucking big for the Air Force. You bring the whole thing down.
He puts them on.
Hey, I'm serious, man. Get down.
I'm serious, too. I'm going down there, grabbing that guy's radio, coming back up here, and we are getting the fuck gone.
Yeah, roger that.
Isaac blows on an earpiece and puts it in. Carrying his rifle, his partner starts downhill.
Comm check.
Yep.
Check.
The tall, burly soldier picks his way among the rocks and shrubs. Lying on his stomach, Isaac grabs his own rifle and sets it beside him. He peers through his standalone scope.
Where are you going?
He finds his partner.
Oh, yeah.
Movement.
Oh, you look fucking rigid as shit.
The burly soldier walks toward a pipeline.
How's that one ball?
He gives the finger.
Oh, real nice, real smart.
You'll always be number one to me, my man.
Isaac's view shifts between the crumbling wall and the pipeline.
You got eyes on that wall?
I got eyes on your ass.
The burly soldier dances.
Oh, shake that booty. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, there we go. There it is. I think your tampon just fell out.
Damn right. That usually costs you $25.
I may love to like you.
A dead soldier lies in the dirt. A worker's body slumps on scaffolding by the pipeline. Isaac's scope shows a truck, the crumbling wall, and the burly soldier.
You're clear
360.
Keep them eyes open.
The burly soldier ducks underneath the elevated pipeline. On the other side, he studies the body on the scaffolding.
Just watch my six.
Roger that.
He looks around, then walks away from the unfinished pipeline. He glances back over his shoulder.
Yep, we're fucking solo out here. Lonely as fuck.
He heads toward an SUV between him and the distant wall. The dust-covered body of a soldier lies sprawled face down. Dried blood cakes beneath his shaved head. On the hill, Isaac brushes the camouflage headwear out of his face.
I'm getting closer here. You got eyes on that wall?
Roger that.
The scope's view blurs.
Shit.
What?
Man, this fucking thing's fogging up, man.
Isaac removes the scope from the tripod.
You have got to get rid of that shit.
He checks the front lens and sits up.
It was Dean's.
Fuck Dean. Dean was a bitch.
Yeah, fuck Dean. Dean was a bitch.
Bad juju carrying around a dead man's scope.
On the flat expanse, the burly soldier approaches the SUV. The body of a worker in a blue jumpsuit lies face up on the ground. One foot remains propped in the open passenger side door. The soldier stops by the shattered driver's side window. Behind the wheel, a man's body sits with a trickle of dry blood on his cheek. The burly soldier takes a few steps back, staring at the corpse. He slowly walks away, scanning the open area as he grips his rifle. He reaches for the small radio on his vest.
Something's not right.
What? Talk to me, man. Talk to me. What's going on down here?
Isaac holds the foggy scope.
Eyes. They are headshots, man.
The burly soldier anxiously looks around.
Can you tell where they came from?
He continues scanning. The crumbling wall stands several yards away. The burly soldier notices a body near vehicles.
Fuck it. Get the hell out of there, bro.
Hey, Eyes.
Just checked at the south.
Fuck!
Isaac spots him on the ground.
Fuck, shit.
He slings his rifle over his shoulder, pulls off the camouflage headwear, and shoves on his helmet. He stands.
Hang on, buddy, I'm coming down.
Isaac runs down the hill and across the open expanse near the pipeline. He frantically glances around. A shot misses him and he runs in a zigzag. Crosshairs aim at him.
They see me out there. They see me out there. Come on. They see me out there.
Get away from me!
A shot hits Isaac's backpack. His knee gets hit, but he drags himself back up. The crosshairs aim at Isaac. Water bursts from his bottle. He grabs his helmet from the ground. Hobbling toward the crumbling wall, Isaac tosses the helmet over. He hoists himself over a low section, knocking bricks off as he lands on the other side. As he leans against the wall, stone bricks fall on him. He rolls out of the way, then scoots back against the unstable barrier. He reaches toward his leg, staring at the bloody flesh on his knee. Isaac picks up his rifle with both hands. Jamming the butt into the dirt, he uses it to drag himself to the end of the wall. He peers out at the burly soldier who struggles on the ground several yards away. Matthews presses his bleeding abdomen.
Oh, fuck. Ah, shit, I'm sorry.
Behind the wall, Isaac gropes for his earpiece, which hangs on a wire by his neck. He puts it in.
My brother, fucking tell RJ, you gotta tell him, okay?
What about RJ?
RJ, tell fucking RJ that... I got fucking 22 grand, man. 22 grand.
Stop talking, bro.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Tourniquet. I use your fucking tourniquet.
He looks out at Matthews, who writhes on the ground.
Tourniquet! Use your fucking tourniquet!
Isaac leans back, resting his head against the stone wall.
Eyes, I need your fucking help, man.
I can't! You know that!
No. Fucking the radio!
He spots his backpack close by and starts to crawl toward it. He winces and shuts his eyes.
You got it?
Turning onto his side, Isaac looks towards his knee. He sits up against the wall and takes a tourniquet off his flak vest. He unfolds the circular black band.
Fuck, man, you got it!
1 second!
He leans forward. He loops the tourniquet over his boot and slides it above his knee. He rotates it and swiftly tightens the strap. Isaac struggles, spit flying from his lips. A grimace contorts his dirt-caked face as he rotates a small rod, tightening the tourniquet. He secures the rod, then opens a shoulder pocket on his jacket. He takes out a pen and checks his watch as he writes on the tourniquet's blood-stained label. Isaac leans back.
Oh God.
He stows the pen, grabs his backpack, and wrenches it open. He pulls out a long-range radio and picks up the receiver. Switching on the device, he presses buttons.
Breakers, what?
Shit.
He holds the receiver to his ear.
Break, Spartan 33. Requesting extraction.
He finds the antenna missing and pulls out its damaged base.
What the fuck? Shit.
He pulls at the cord.
Shit. No. Fuck.
Isaac frantically searches his backpack.
Oh, fuck! Fucking fuck!
He turns a knob on the radio unit and dials again.
Break, Spartan 33, requesting extraction. Break, Spartan 33, requesting extraction.
Radio comms!
He hit my fucking antenna!
Matthews lies on his side.
Your fucking antenna, man.
He drops his head to the ground.
Fuck.
Behind the wall, Isaac examines the radio unit, then sets it down with a hopeless expression. On the ground, Matthews rests his chin on the dirt. A thick coating of dust covers his face and hair. He squints upward. An open Skittles wrapper flaps in the wind. Streams of dust obscure the shrubs and distant slopes.
You got eyes on him? I think I got a shot.
Wes!
I'm going for it, man. You got eyes?
Fucking Sergeant Matthews!
Isaac grabs his rifle and crawls to the end of the wall.
Sergeant Matthews! Sergeant! No. He'd shoot you before you even get...
He looks out at Matthews.
Sergeant Matthews! You hear me?
I'm here.
Hang in there. Please fucking hang in there.
He lies back against the wall.
You got eyes on him?
Come on, man. Where'd he come from?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Crack bang. What's the distance?
Crack bang.
Didn't you hear it? Crack bang. How many seconds?
Isaac gestures uncertainly.
Eyes. You didn't fucking gauge. Listen, man, I got one shot at him.
Don't fucking touch that rifle, man. Second you touch that fucking rifle, you're dead. Hold on!
Isaac looks around, squinting. Sliding forward, he reaches with his foot for the scope lying a few feet away. He catches the cover's strap with his boot and pulls the scope closer. As he slides back to the wall, he bends his injured knee.
Ah! Fuck!
He pulls a stone from behind him and tosses it away. Isaac picks up the scope and holds it close to his face. He drops it to his lap, then studies it again. Leaning onto his elbow, he glances at the front lens of the scope, then puts down the cloth-covered device. Isaac scrabbles at the wall and finds a loose stone. He pulls it out and struggles to find other loose pieces. The soldier shifts his weight, glancing at his injured leg. Facing the wall again, he loosens another stone and discards it. He glances up as particles fall from above. Cautiously, he eases two more stone bricks from the structure and puts them aside. Isaac sticks the scope into the gap, but finds the opening too small. He sets the scope aside. The soldier removes a piece of wood from the wall and tugs at another stone, which doesn't budge. He picks up a large knife and chips away at the cement between the bricks. He glances up, then continues stabbing at the wall. He shakes the knife from side to side and loosens the flat, rounded stones. The soldier continues rapidly scraping, then discards the knife and reaches into the gap. Biting his lip, he shifts his arm. The upper stones collapse on his hand. Isaac yanks his hand out to reveal his badly scraped trigger finger.
Fuck!
His expression twists in pain. Isaac wedges the scope into the hole between the stone bricks. He looks in the viewfinder.
Sure you not got eyes?
He sits up.
Sorry, Matthews.
Matthews lies still.
Sorry, Matthews, you fucking hear me? Shane! Oh, man. God. You didn't bleed out. Come on, man, get up. Get up and dress that wound, man.
Lifting his head, Isaac looks at his knee. He wears a conflicted expression as he studies it. Slowly reaching down, he presses near the gruesome, mangled skin. Blood gushes in the wound. Isaac grits his teeth as he spots something within the flesh. He grabs his knife and brings it toward the wound, but hesitates. He presses the blade into the flesh, then recoils and pulls it away. Biting the scarf around his neck, Isaac readies his knife. He stabs it into his wound and quickly digs out a bullet. With an intense grimace, he slumps back. Removing the cloth from his mouth, he brings a hand to his head. Reaching into a pocket on his vest, he pulls out a thick bandage and presses it into his wound. The soldier wears a tense expression as he uses gauze to wrap it in place. Isaac leans his head to the side and gazes distantly. His eyelids droop, and his blurred view shows dust blowing over the dry landscape. Fade to black. Later, Isaac leans against the wall as dust lightly billows around him. His earpiece hangs on his jacket, away from his face. The soldier opens his eyes and raises his head. Sweat drips down his face. Isaac grabs his earpiece and stares at it. He pulls the wire slightly. He holds it to his ear. He frantically puts it in.
How do you copy?
This is Spartan 33. How copy?
Reading to Lima Charlie. Over.
This is Spartan 33. Receiving enemy fire. Requesting dust off. I got a man down. There's a shooter. Got us pinned. Me, got me pinned. Requesting medevac. I repeat. Requesting medevac.
What's your position? Over.
Grid Whiskey Hotel 7203.
Copy that. Stand by.
Isaac winces as he sits up. He briefly shuts his eyes, then looks around.
Oh, God. Hey, Shane! Going home, buddy.
He shifts his gaze, then scans the vast, dry landscape. The wind blows sand past small piles of rubble. Isaac shuts his eyes and grins weakly.
about fucking time.
He glances to the side. Tapping his finger on his flak vest, he exhales.
All right, come on. This is Spawn Tree Tree. Are you there? Over. Okay.
Radio Lima Charlie. You're in a radio feed, and we do not want to move beyond range of your signal. Do you copy?
Beyond range of my signal? You're already in my local radio. Are you close?
Need a confirm on your ID. Over.
This is Sergeant Alan Isaac, 51st ODA. I have Staff Sergeant Shane Matthews here with me. But he's down. Possibly KIA. I know he's not responding, so... Over.
We copy, Spawn Tree Tree. Prep and medevac.
Jesus Christ.
Isaac looks down at his leg.
Oh, you little fucker, you...
He picks up the bloody bullet and studies it closely.
The fucking needle round. Goddamn. 7.62x51. No, we got a shooter, high caliber weapon. Question UAV?
We need your challenge code before we send in medevac.
What? Say that again?
Send your challenge code.
What the fuck is... No, but,
He stares off thoughtfully.
Who is this?
This is Captain Otis Simmons. I need your challenge code if I'm going to get you and your staff sergeant medevac.
Romeo, no, wait, I didn't say I needed medical assistance. Do you copy?
Copy that. I assume. But this is protocol.
Well, fuck me, how do I know that? Huh? But you are who you say you are.
Alan Isaac, you and your staff sergeant Shane Matthews made an overnight worm into a kill zone to investigate a potential sniper and report back to us.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I'm a little fucked up. Listen, you gotta bring a heavy escort. This guy's a fucking asshole.
He briefly shuts his eyes and licks his lips. His gaze darts about.
Where do you keep going?
Do you have a flare, Sergeant?
Leaning forward, Isaac scans the area.
Do you copy?
No, I don't. I have an M4 and a sidearm.
I need you to stand and fire into the air. We need to get a look on your position.
What the fuck? The same Ranger school, the fucking shooter will get a fucking lock on my position.
I can't help you unless I know your location. Do you copy?
Fuck. A lot of fucking help. You've been so fucking far, motherfucker.
He pulls out his sidearm and raises it toward the sky. Isaac hesitates, then lowers the gun.
This is fucking stupid. This ain't fucking protocol.
Sergeant, we need your exact location to send in medevac.
Say that again?
I need your location.
No, my rank. What's my rank?
Sergeant.
You got an accent. Not American.
You have seen through my camouflage.
The fuck you talking about?
I'm talking about hiding behind words. Like you're hiding behind that wall.
Isaac clenches his eyes shut.
Oh, shit.
He leans his head back.
You fuck!
He grabs the radio with the broken antenna.
I've got a question for you. Your friend, is he dead? He looks dead to me.
This is Spawn 33 sending in the blind.
Maybe he's just unconscious.
I got a man down.
Just
shall I make sure?
I got a sniper. I got an enemy sniper. Requesting medevac. I repeat. Requesting.
Children?
He hits the receiver against his forehead. Isaac glances off.
Would they enjoy a closed casket if I take his face off?
All right. Shut the fuck up, man. All right, stop. Is there something you want?
Yes.
I don't know nothing. I'm a box sergeant. They don't tell me shit. So fuck you.
That's not what I want.
Oh, what do you want? You want fucking 12 virgins or something?
To get to know you. I just want to get to know you. Will you allow that?
Hey, you're fucking with me.
I was. But you figured it out. So now, let's be real. It's just you and me out here. So, what do you say?
Yeah, I'll talk to you. No, listen, I know shit about you, so why don't you go first?
Isaac peers through his scope.
Me? There's nothing to say. No story.
You're the one who wants to get chatty, bro.
He spots a crane in a construction site. Removing more rocks from the wall, the soldier makes a wider hole for the scope. A view from the device moves in and out of focus as he scans the deserted landscape, the crane, and a truck holding construction parts.
Why aren't you saying anything? Huh?
He studies the large pipes and crates on the truck. Isaac notices an excavator in the distance.
Okay. I'll start. I'm just a regular Iraqi man.
The scope's view moves to a white construction trailer labeled Oil Fam International. A flag waves on a pole in the distance.
A civilian, my ass.
Isaac moves away from the scope and draws in the dirt.
Crack, bang. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, bang. 4 plus 4, 800 plus.
Isaac looks at the wound on his leg. He uses two sticks to estimate the entry angle of the bullet.
Okay. Bullet. 45, 50, 60. 60 degree angle. 950 plus.
Isaac positions the scope in the hole in the wall and peers through.
That gives me 1,500.
He looks at the distant flag, then at the white trailer. The soldier scoots away from the wall and draws in the dirt.
Okay. Got the wall. Me. Matthews.
He draws a semicircle around the line symbolizing the wall and makes notches around it.
Rain, construction site, trailers, flagpole.
And you?
He peers through the scope.
What about me?
Are you a regular American?
Yeah. A regular Joe.
A regular G.I. Joe.
Isaac scans past the crane and the truck.
Army Ranger or Marine?
You working our fucking ranks, huh? Had our training and then you fucking backstab us. Look, these fucking guys are building pipelines. Building up your fucking economy, you asshole.
Pipelines, huh? For our economy?
Yeah, that's fucking money. Infrastructure, education, schools.
These guys were fucking contractors. Not here to fight. War's over, bro.
Bro?
Whatever, man.
It's an interesting choice of words. And yet I disagree with you, bro. The war's not over. Definitely not for you.
Isaac rubs his eye.
You say a lot of fucking fancy words. Were you hot? Haji Shakespeare or some shit?
Shakespeare? Military lingo is all poetry. Battle rattle, ghetto grip. Johnny Jihad, friendly fire.
Isaac removes the scope from the hole and looks out. He spots the downed soldier slumped against barrels wrapped in plastic. A radio with its antenna intact lies beside him. Isaac uses his rifle as a crutch and crawls.
Isaac. Or should I say eyes?
He pushes his backpack out of the way, then pauses.
What? What do you mean it's my turn? What do you want me to say?
Tell me where you're from. Where's your family?
Not talking about fucking family.
Isaac crawls beside the crumbling wall, then collapses. He starts to crawl again.
Okay, then tell me about your brothers and sisters at Dom's.
That's a negative too, bro.
I don't want any military secrets. Just stories.
Eat a dick!
I will shoot Matthews if you don't talk.
Go ahead.
Yes?
He approaches a doorway in the wall.
He is your second loss. First Dean, now Matthews.
How the fuck you know about Dean?
Keep talking.
No, fuck you, how?
Carry his scope around. What was it your sergeant said? A dead man's scope?
Isaac sits with his back to the stone barrier. He peers through the door opening at the dead soldier who still grips his radio receiver.
Just tell me something, Isaac. Tell me about your comrades, or I will shoot Matthew's face off.
Isaac looks around, then lightly hits a few of the stone bricks in the wall.
We play ball.
He grabs a plank.
I beg your pardon?
Me and the squad, we play in the afternoon, get baked in the Rocky sun. Nothing else to do. No war to fight.
Baked? What does that mean?
Isaac pulls a piece of metal mesh from the wall.
Make like, Italian.
He wraps the wire mesh around the top of the wooden plank and forms it into a hook shape.
Go on.
Come on.
What about Sergeant Matthews? Did he get baked?
He peers at the downed soldier's radio.
Did Dean...
He leans back against the wall.
I ain't talking about fucking Dean with you, you dirty fucking Haji.
If I was you, I would start talking, Isaac. Tell me about Dean.
What's the obsession, huh? What the fuck?
It's interesting to me. The bond between you and your brothers. And I will shoot Matthews if you do not speak.
A scope shows Matthews.
I'm looking at him right now. It would be so easy to tear his face off.
A bird hops on him.
His family won't even recognize him.
Is that what you want, Eyes?
Matthews' earpiece lies on the ground. The crow flies away from the motionless staff sergeant. Sitting near the doorway in the wall, Isaac rubs his head.
You should just answer my questions.
All right.
He reaches for a pack at his side and pulls out a dirty water bottle. Unscrewing the cap, he holds it over his open mouth. A small amount of water trickles out.
So tell me about Dean's scope.
He studies the bottle.
I can see it at the base of the wall there. I mean, why do you keep it?
Fuck.
Isaac finds blood near a small hole in the bottle. He shakes out a few drops of water. Licking the bottle, he grimaces and spits.
You said it's broken. Why would you carry around a broken scope, Isaac?
Oh, shut the fuck up, man. How's this hand? How the fuck's this hand?
I'm sorry?
I said, how the fuck's it in? What's the fucking end game?
There's no end game. I'm just enjoying our conversation.
Oh, stop. Fucking stop, all right? You ain't gonna get to fucking know me.
Well, I feel like I know you better already.
No, you fucking don't. You don't know shit.
Are you dehydrated? I know that. That's why I aimed at your water bottle.
No, you didn't. You fucking was trying to hit me.
No, the water bottle.
Nobody's that fucking accurate.
And your antenna.
No fucking way.
And your knee. I know. The popliteal vein in your leg carries enough blood that no matter what kind of bandaging you have, you will still be sitting in a puddle of plasma. You're feeling fatigued, lightheaded, and you will bleed out before nightfall.
Isaac readies his rifle.
What the fuck is going on with this shit? You fucker!
He crawls backward.
You're psychotic, motherfucker.
What do you want from me?
He hits the butt of the rifle on the ground.
Oh, fuck!
The soldier glances further along the wall at his bag. He rolls to his stomach and army crawls to it.
Fucking flank me. Fucking... Archie.
Isaac throws his backpack aside and leans on the wall. Gripping his rifle, he glances around.
Hey, where'd you keep fucking going, huh? Nah, you're trying to fucking circle my wall, ain't you? Trying to suck around my wall, motherfucker? Yeah, I'm right, huh?
You say my wall. The very wall your country came here to knock down. You now try desperately to keep from falling.
Oh, you find that fucking funny, huh?
You should know. That wall you're hiding behind was actually part of a school.
Yeah, well, I piss on it. That's what I think about your fucking wall.
You're hiding in the shadow of Islam.
No, I'm hiding in the shadow of fucking death. I'm in the fucking shadow of death.
Lying on his back, he heaves his chest. Isaac clenches his eyes shut, then raises his head.
There's gotta be a 20 man.
Leaning his head back again, he knits his brow.
So, guys, he's got him 20 back.
He grabs a small rock off the ground and scratches several tally marks onto the crumbling wall. He shuts his eyes and licks his lips. Isaac reaches for the small radio on his vest.
S-76, 2x51 NATO round is U.S. issue. Hey, motherfucker. You want to talk? Come on, man. What's up?
You want to know the weapon I'm using?
M-24. Mark 11.
I would prefer an M96 Windrunner any day.
I thought we were being honest. I know you're using a Mark 11.
No, you believe that's what I'm using. But you don't know anything for certain. You don't know shit. Is that how you say it? You don't know shit?
Say that again. I can't hear you.
Okay. You don't know Shit.
Isaac's eyes widen. He peers through the scope at the crane, truck, and construction site.
I don't know shit, huh? Well, go on, please. Educate me, man. Come on, I'm listening.
Isaac studies the construction trailers and spots a piece of metal flapping against one.
You Americans. You think you know it all. You think it's simple. That I am your enemy. But we are not so different, you and I.
Yeah, except I ain't a fucking terrorist.
And you think I am?
The flapping metal moves out of sync with the sounds.
You are the one who has come to another man's country.
He spots a large trash pile.
Camouflage yourself in his land. In his soil.
A metal scrap on the garbage heap moves in time with the sound.
No fucking way.
From where I'm sitting, you look very much like the terrorist.
Birds circle above the large mound. Isaac briefly drops his gaze.
You're in the fucking trash. No fucking way. This is a pro.
He leans away from the scope.
You're him. You're Juba. The ghost.
100 men out there call themselves Juba. I'm just a man.
35 U.S. casualties. Angel of death. That's why they never find you.
He peers at the trash pile.
Damn. You must have been dazing that fucking shit heap.
A construction vehicle and the trailer sit near it.
So, we trained you. Obviously. You learn how to shoot. Trajectories here in the rifle, no reload between shots. Learned all that shit and then betrayed us.
Depends on the angle you look at it from.
Only one angle.
Yes, as I'd expect you to say.
No. Tell me you're my enemy, fine, I'll respect that. We kill, we kill. Say you're my friend. Shoot me in the back, the only angle I see is a fucking snake.
But if this friend shoots you in the back and you survive, is it okay to shoot him back?
Isaac drops his gaze and lowers his hand from the scope.
I want you to tell me something, Isaac. Why are you here? Why are you still here, Isaac? How many tours have you done now? Why do you keep coming back?
Grimacing, the soldier slumps down and lays his head on the ground. The wall's shadow covers his face.
Ooh. Oh.
Is it because of Dean?
Please, God. Fuck, Doc.
Is that why? Be honest with me, Isaac. Is it because of Dean?
Oh, Isabel. How'd you know that name?
Tell me one thing about him. Just one thing.
Isaac turns onto his side and rests his head on a rock.
We live from around about the same area. His cousins went to the same school as me. My dad knows his... Seen his kid. Held him. More than Dean's ever done. Clem works by the fucking Stop and Shop.
Clem?
Clementine's wife. No fucking way. I can't go back to that. Fucking day in, day out shit. And them looking at me. They'd look at me and they'd
They'd see me. Fuck. Nope. Ugh, I can't go. I can't do that. I can't go back.
Isaac grabs at the dirty scarf around his neck.
Fuck.
He uses it to shield his face from the sun. The soldier reaches for the radio on his vest.
You happy now, huh? Now you know everything. You're fucked up, you know that.
Why is that?
Because you got mess with my fucking head, too.
Our view slowly moves closer to him.
This is over, the skin will be cut from your face. Your eyes will be gouged.
Fucking shoot me, you prick.
Your lying tongue will be stapled to your chest.
Just fucking shoot me, man. Get over with.
But I will let them find your body.
Fucking, I might just shoot myself.
Isaac removes the scarf from over his head. With a thoughtful look, he slowly rises. He rips off his vest. The soldier kicks his helmet closer, then grabs his rifle. He hangs his long-sleeved jacket on the weapon and sets the helmet on top. Strapping his vest on over his t-shirt, he puts his earpiece back in. He turns onto his stomach and peers through his scope.
All right, you asshole. Where are you?
He finds the trash pile in the distance. A view from the shooter's scope shows the wall. Our view moves closer to the mound of garbage, showing the metal scrap flapping in the wind. A bulldozer sits nearby. Behind the wall, Isaac grabs his rifle disguised with his jacket and helmet. Leaning on his side, he holds it upright and peers through his scope.
All right, you stupid motherfucker. Bite on this, you fucking Haji bitch.
A view from the shooter's scope shows Isaac's helmet rise above the wall. Isaac struggles to hold it up.
Oh, show me something. Send it, bitch.
He watches the trash pile. The sniper's scope shows the helmet tumble off the rifle and over the wall. Isaac lowers his disguised rifle. He peers at the top of the wall, then tosses his weapon aside. He stares at the ground, his eyes darting. Rolling to his stomach, the soldier grabs his sidearm. He rests his head on the side of the pistol, then aims it at his forehead. He brings the muzzle to his lips. Setting the gun aside, Isaac buries his head in his arms. Wind blows the sand past dry, desert plants. A thick cloud of dust passes over Matthews, who lies face down a few yards from the wall. A bag skitters past Isaac's gear, and a plastic sheet stuck to the wall rustles. Isaac stirs and looks around. The passing clouds of dust obscure his image. He looks at the plastic sheet blowing near the top of the wall. Sitting up, he glances to the side. He grabs his dusty jacket and untangles the rifle from within. Using the weapon as a crutch, he crawls along the wall. He repositions the rifle and slowly props himself up on his good leg. He stands hunched over, still hidden by the low wall. Supporting himself with the gun, Isaac hobbles to the opening in the wall. The plastic sheet billows at the top of the wooden doorframe. Isaac peers out at the soldier near the wrapped barrels. He eyes the man's radio. He glances at the rustling plastic sheet, then lightly hits his head against the wall. As the dust picks up, he hurries through the door opening. The shooter's scope shows him obscured by the blowing sand. Isaac falls against a group of barrels wrapped in plastic, then takes cover by the dead soldier. Grabbing the radio receiver from the dead man's grip, he spots the soldier's wounded knee. He collects the man's backpack and long-range radio, then scrambles between the clusters of barrels. Isaac peers out. He glances back at the dead soldier's knee injury. As the dust picks up, he uses his rifle as a crutch and hobbles back to the wall. Through his scope, the sniper finds him among the thick cloud of sand. A shot hits the wooden doorframe. Isaac hides behind the wall. Throwing the dead soldier's bag, Isaac grabs his rifle and quickly crawls. A large piece of the wall crumbles and he hurries to the remaining section. Using his rifle, he pulls the long-range radio and the backpack closer to him. He rips open the pack, dumping out empty bottles, a half-filled one, and other supplies. Isaac greedily drinks. Another piece of the wall crumbles beside him. Isaac watches the dust clear, then drinks the remaining water. He holds the bottle over his mouth as the last bit of liquid trickles out. Searching the rest of the supplies, the soldier finds a dusty headlamp, a small package, and some thin rope. He grabs a dirty bag of Skittles and eats the melted candy inside. Staring off, Isaac heaves his shoulders as he chews. He leans back against the wall. The earpiece hangs off his vest, away from his face. Isaac glares at it.
I just want to have a conversation with you, Isaac.
He looks away, then shuts his eyes.
Why are you trying to get yourself killed?
Isaac grabs the long-range radio he snagged from the dead soldier. He fiddles with the knobs. With a frustrated expression, he hangs his head, then tosses the radio away.
Isaac, are you there?
He grabs his scope from the crumbled section of wall, and a few stones tumble down. The soldier finds a crack in the front lens of the device. He peers through, but cracks obscure the bottom half of the scope's view. Isaac shakes the device, then sets it down. He lies on his side.
Are you dead too?
You missed. I'm still here. You're not that fucking good.
He speaks. Tip the banks. Hear, hear. It is the beating of his hitting heart.
What's that one, your gay-ass Haji bones?
American. Tip the tape apart.
Isaac puts his earpiece in.
Get up, Paul.
I didn't catch a fucking word you saying, man.
Edgar Allan Poe, don't you?
What's wrong with your fucking radio, man? What is that?
You must have studied his work. He's American great. Writing is really...
What is it? I'm doing a fucking thing.
Did you know that he was an orphan?
Isaac looks off.
He tried to be a soldier, but didn't get very...
Looking through a hole in the wall, he watches a cloud of dust pass over Matthews.
Shane, that you?
He was a better writer than a soldier.
Matthews repeatedly presses his radio button. He looks up slightly.
Tapping.
Get you.
My chamber door.
He spots a Skittles wrapper and the blowing dust.
Stepped stately, Raven. Saintly days of yore.
Dropping his head, the staff sergeant reaches for his vest.
Take from out of my heart and take thy form from off my door. Both the Raven, nevermore.
He grabs a small mirror and uses it to reflect the sun at Isaac. Matthews uses the mirror to view the trash pile. Without looking, he slowly reaches for his sniper rifle as dust blows over him. Isaac grins. He sits up and grabs his broken scope.
So, you studied, huh? You studied here or abroad?
Matthews inches toward his gun. His hand falls short.
Hey! Shot from that distance, he's got to be at least 25, 30 feet up, man. You're talking 1,500 meters, 1,550 maybe.
Right? Huh? Why aren't you talking, man? Come on, you there?
Isaac looks away. He continues watching Matthews.
Are you there, man?
It's just, I know a lot about books and shit. I just thought I might even learn some Hodgie Shakespeare or some shit.
Shakespeare? Is that the only poet you know?
Isaac shakes a container, then puts a black substance in his mouth.
I studied English.
He watches Matthews crawling.
What, you minor in sniping or something?
I was a teacher in Baghdad.
But the bomb hit my school.
You got it! Stay!
I got shrapnel in my left elbow. Still hurts.
Fucking trashy! Behind the white trailer! 1550!
It reminds me of the students I lost.
Come on, baby, the students!
Blood leaks from Matthew's wound.
Is that why you shoot civilian contractors? As the scripture says, an eye for an eye.
That's bullshit. You're no more religious than I am, man. It's just a fucking excuse to shoot up some Americans.
Dust hides Matthews.
You're good, man. Just keep going slow, baby, real slow. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Yeah, that's right.
Isaac rolls onto his back. The sniper watches Matthews.
See, that's why I don't get it. As an educated person like you, become a fucking terrorist.
Dust obscures his view.
You tell me.
Oh, shut your fucking mouth.
You're fading, Isaac.
You're about to hear yourself talk, don't you? I'm fucking fantastic. Chilling like a villain, baby.
You are not fantastic. You have no water.
You're dehydrated.
Matthews almost reaches his rifle.
You're bleeding to death.
Isaac breathes heavily. He glances at the gap in the wall, noticing Matthews hidden by swirling dust.
Cam, no, Brad.
What's that?
I'll let you. Train me, train Dean, too. He's coming for us.
For your bodies.
We don't report it, he's on your ass.
Judging from your and Matthew's performances, I'm not concerned.
Fuck you. He's coming for us.
Isaac spits. He stares at the sky.
He trained us. Trained us to survive.
Matthews uses the mirror to view the rifle behind him. He grabs the strap. Isaac watches him with a faint smile.
From a place you will not see comes a sound you will not hear. Just a flash of fucking light. Boom.
Matthews lies still as the dust cloud fades. He grips the rifle strap. His earpiece on the dirt beside him, Matthews shuts his eyes. Isaac watches through the gap in the wall. The plastic sheet stuck on the wall flutters in the light breeze. Matthews glances up.
Shane!
He looks around.
Hold still, man! Hold still!
He lowers his head, then slowly pulls his rifle closer as the dust picks up again.
Shit. Hold still, man! Don't fucking move!
Something from Matthews. Like your broken scope. He's in my crosshairs right now.
I've got eyes on him.
What?
I don't make empty threats, Isaac.
I'm going to tear his face off.
Wait. I carry around the scope because it reminds me why I can't hold a rifle again.
Isaac spits, then looks out at Matthews.
Okay? You listening to me? Dean dropped it. The scope in the line of duty. He fell over trying to pick it up and I missed him. I missed the sniper, okay? You fucking listen to me? I didn't see him. That's how he got hit. It was my fault. God damn it, you fucking listening?
Isaac watches a thick cloud of dust blow over Matthews. Grabbing his sniper rifle, Matthews hides his face from the rushing sand. He positions the gun.
Slower, man. Slower.
Slower what? What's going on?
Isaac curses silently.
Who are you talking to?
He quickly grabs his own rifle and aims at the top of the wall.
Who am I talking to?
I'm going to fucking God!
The sniper looks between the wall and Matthews.
He's not his feet up! He's in a trap somewhere! I don't fucking know! I'm sorry, man! Give me back much more!
Matthews peers through his scope.
6 miles, right?
He eyes the trash pile.
Set when ready!
Isaac runs out of bullets. Matthews shoots. The bullets spark against the distant trash pile. Matthews reloads.
Please tell me you.
A bullet hits his arm.
Oh, fuck! You bastard, you fucker! Just fucking let him go, you piece of shit! Jay, get up, man! He ain't a threat to you anymore. Just fucking let him go.
Oh, God damn it.
Don't fucking stop. Don't fucking stop. Just like that. Just like that, baby. Just go. Fuck. Come on, man. Move.
Matthews drags his injured arm as he crawls.
Keep coming, man! You're almost there!
Isaac rolls over the far corner of the wall. He sits against it.
Come on! Just like that, man! Reach for me! Reach for me!
A bullet pierces Matthew's head, and the staff sergeant goes limp. Isaac's expression crumples in anguish. He stares at his partner just a few yards away. Dust blows over the staff sergeant's body. Isaac averts his teary gaze.
I won't go home. I won't go fucking home, motherfucker.
So go. Walk away.
Will you just fucking shoot me?
No, I won't.
Yes, you fucking will. Why wouldn't you?
Because that's not really what you want.
What?
You don't want to go home, do you?
The fuck's that mean, man?
The war's over. You're still here. Why?
Isaac squeezes his eyes shut and shakes his head. Sand blows past him as he stares off distantly.
I killed him. I did. He went to go confirm a kill. Enemy sniper. Guy was playing possum. Started shooting at Dean. I tried shooting back, but bullet went right through Dean.
The soldier fights back tears. He clenches his eyes shut.
Oh, man, I lied. I fucking lied so much. Trying to keep the story straight. I lied to everybody. I lied to every single person except you, a fucking hunch.
A wide view shows Isaac leaning on the far side of the wall. Matthew's body lies close by, and dust obscures the trash pile in the far distance. Isaac shifts his gaze.
Are you there?
Listening to me? You hear me?
Where are you, man? Where do you keep going?
Isaac knits his brow and glances at the radio on his vest.
Oh, something's off.
Gripping the wall for support, he slowly rises and stands hunched over. He leans his head on the stone barrier. Isaac drops and crawls along the wall toward his gear. He grabs the long-range radio with the broken antenna. He checks the remaining antenna wire, then hits the device. Glancing over his shoulder, he spots the dead soldier's radio. He grabs it and quickly removes the antenna. Isaac blows off the exposed wire from his old radio, then plugs in the new antenna. He grabs the receiver.
This is Spartan 33. Hell copy.
Confirm name and rank.
Sergeant
Alan Isaac.
What the fuck? Oh, no. Hey, cap.
Nope. Still
No, 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 no. Cap, 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 this is Sir MB Isaac.
It's stable, sir.
No, no. Cap Albright.
All due respect, Cap. That's what y'all said an hour ago. Can I get an updated ETA?
ETA. About an hour 20.
Copy that. We're getting baked out here. A little out of it.
Isaac spots the dead soldier he took the radio from. He lies slumped by the barrels wrapped in plastic.
I got a call for us.
Fucking Haji. Just hoping you get here before nightfall.
How many times you done this, you motherfucker?
Isaac stares at the radio receiver.
Construction guys call for security detail. Security detail calls for us, and I call for them. Camouflage yourself for me, you fuck.
We'll do our best, Cap. Over and out.
Out. Fuck you. Oh, fuck you.
Cut to black. Later, a crow picks at Isaac's knee. Isaac moves, disturbing it. The bird continues to pick at his bandage.
Fuck off, man. Hey, damn it.
The crow flies away and hops along the ground. Isaac raises his head, his face half covered in dry dirt and the other half glistening with sweat. He clenches his eyes shut, then looks around. Sand blows across the desert as the sun sets. Isaac reaches for the radio on his vest.
Hey, you fucking there? You can't shoot him. You know that, right? You shoot, you give away your position. And they'll fucking find you. They will. Listen to me. You there?
Isaac knits his brow. He looks over his shoulder. Scanning his hiding spot, he finds the bundle of thin rope. He grabs a broken piece of wood and scoots to the end of the crumbling wall. The soldier looks out at Matthew's body. Sitting up, Isaac untangles the rope. He glances ahead, then back at the dead staff sergeant. He knots the end of the rope into a loop. Isaac wraps the rope around the piece of wood and ties it in place. Glancing back at Matthews, he checks the rope's hold. Isaac leans on his side and throws the piece of wood toward Matthews' rifle. It falls short and he reels it in. He checks the rope, sliding the knot down on the wood. Isaac tries again and the piece of wood catches on the rifle. He pulls the rope back, frantically dragging the gun closer. The soldier grabs the weapon and finds a bullet already loaded.
Shit, you fuck up.
He crawls along the stone wall to the largest remaining section. Moving his jacket aside, he extends the support poles on the sniper rifle and positions it. He checks the weapon scope. Isaac ties his dirty scarf around the butt of the rifle and scoots closer. With a determined look, he squints as he peers through the scope. He turns a knob on the side. The soldier looks through with one eye closed. Glancing over his shoulder, he spots a pair of helicopters approaching. He crawls toward the crumbling stone wall and lightly pushes on it. It wavers slightly. Isaac glances back, then pushes harder on the wall. He hangs his head.
I ain't afraid to die.
He pushes harder. The entire section falls forward, and Isaac hurries back to the rifle. The sniper's scope shows a large cloud of sand. Isaac peers through his own scope at the trash pile. Thick dust obscures his view. He gently positions his finger on the trigger. The sniper checks the approaching helicopters. Isaac keeps his scope trained on the garbage heap. A quick flash of light erupts among the trash. The sniper's shot hits the dirt near Isaac. Isaac shoots and his bullet strikes the trash pile. Staring ahead, he raises his eyes from the scope. He glances back, then slowly rises to his feet. Isaac stands on his good leg as he stares at the distant trash pile. He shuts his glistening eyes tightly. He opens his eyes as the helicopters land nearby, kicking up dust. Armed soldiers hurry over and Isaac collapses. They lift him onto a stretcher. A close view shows Matthew's lifeless stare. A soldier moves his body. The soldiers carry Isaac toward the helicopter as others keep watch, their rifles aimed. Only two small sections remain of the stone wall. Taking off, the choppers kick up a thick cloud of dust. The soldiers look out the open aircraft as they pass over the crumbling barrier. They tend to Isaac. They gave him a breathing mask and set up an IV bag. The helicopter passes over the white construction trailers and the trash pile. A shot takes out one of the soldiers. Isaac stares, wide-eyed. He takes off his breathing mask. The helicopter veers and the soldiers hang on. The aircraft speeds toward the ground. Isaac covers his face. Cut to black. The bright sun obscures our view. The sniper's scope shows the crashed helicopters.
This is Bulldog 17. Reading you, Lima Charlie. Over.
Directed by Doug Liman. Written by Dwayne Worrell. Produced by David Bardis, PGA. Executive producer, Ray Angelic. Director of photography, Roman Vasyanov, RGC. Production designer, Jeff Mann. Editor, Julia Block. Costume designer, Cindy Evans. Casting by Mindy Marin. Aaron Taylor Johnson. John Cena. Laith Nockley. An Amazon Studios presentation. A Hypnotic production. A film by Doug Liman. The Wall. Produced in association with Big Indie. Unit Production Manager, Ray Angelic. First Assistant Director, Michael J. Moore. Second Assistant Director, Matthew Haggerty. Cast, Aaron Taylor Johnson as Isaac, John Cena as Matthews, Laith Nockley as Juba, Associate Producer, Allison Winter. Stunt Coordinators, Bob Brown, Rob Alonzo, Isaac Stunt Double, Josh C. Kemble. Stunt Players, Daniel Arias, Zach Duhane, Samuel Lee, Melosi Leonard, Nico Woulard, Casey O'Neill, Gino Woulard, Austin Priester, Craig Henningsen. Pilot, Steve Stafford. Production Supervisor, Georgina Marquis. Production Coordinator, Selena Carrillo. Production Secretaries, Carrie Prince, Mark Sandoval. Production Accountant, Paul Giorgi. First Assistant Accountant, Edward Giddens. Accounting Clerk, Jury Yandahl. Office PA, Jack Kramer. Set Production Assistants, Nathan Ellis, Chris Haley, Warren Upson, Spencer Williams. Script Supervisor, Susan Mallerstein Watkins. A Camera Operator, Martin Scher. B Camera Operators, John Fillion, Michael Ryan Fletchall. A Camera First AC, Simon England. B Camera First AC, Josh Frizz. A Camera Second AC, Joseph Soria. B Camera Second AC, Dennis Dwyer. Stills Photographer, David James. Loader, Ryan Creasy. Camera Assistant, Rasa Partin. Art Director, Casey Shipley. Art Department Coordinator, Jade Fox. Set Decorator, Kelly Berry. Lead Man, David Loitz. On Set Dresser, Alberto Bianchini. Swing Gang, Raul Contreras, Shane John, Chip Morgan, James Tomlinson. Construction Coordinator, Steve Eschenbaugh. Prop Maker, Justin Taylor. Labor Foreman, Tyler Slattery. Laborers, Stephen Nelson, Russell John Rivera, Jake Slattery. Set Painter, Christine Reimnitz. Standby Painter, David T. Holtman. Painter, Tom Broderick, Roberto Camacho Enriquez. Plasterer Foreman, Tom Mullen, Victor Shannon. Plasterer, Leonard Neal. Special Effects Supervisor, Brendan Odell. Special Effects Foreman, Keith Suzuki. Special Effects Technician, Matthew Odell. Wardrobe Supervisors, Jason Moore, Patrick O'Driscoll. Key Set Costumer, Steve Ferry. Costume PA, Jillian Didoni. I'll Make Love to You, written by Kenneth Edmonds. Wall Song, written by Ryan Williamson, performed by Rykees, courtesy of Sony ATV. This is a work of fiction. The characters, events, and names are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any actual person, living or dead, or product or entity, is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Ownership of this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and all other countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. Copyright 2017 Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. All rights reserved. First publication of this motion picture, sound recording, and film. United States of America 2017. Amazon.com Inc. is the owner of the copyright in this motion picture. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH. Logos. Big Indie. Hypnotic. Amazon Studios.